Hello, 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 and welcome back to What's the Chinese Tea. I'm your host, Sammy. OMG, you guys, it has been forever. How are you guys? I miss you guys. I miss my tea drinkers. It has been quite an eventful couple of months. I will say that I don't think I foresaw any of this happening. But y'all, it's been quite, I don't even know where to start or where to finish. But I intended on recording this episode for some time. And this was supposed to be my happy 1 year anniversary episode in China. But yeah, that definitely ended up not happening. So I think I ended up going somewhere else with this episode. So I hope you all will enjoy this episode and leave me some feedback, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple, and also great news. We are now on Pandora, y'all. We have made it big. We are on freaking Pandora. Like, can I just sip my little hot tea real quick? Yes. So whatever platform you guys are listening to us on, please continue to listen. Please continue to support. And this episode is going to take quite the turn because, like I said, it was supposed to be a 1 year reflective happy anniversary in China, but I changed my mind. But you have to stay tuned and continue listening to the episode. We'll be right back. Hello, 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 and welcome back to What's the Chinese Tea. Okay, guys, so this episode, I told you I was going to make it a commemorative happy anniversary, posting, but yeah, that didn't happen. So I'm going to talk about my experience coming back from China to the United States. So I'm going to give you just a little background. And so I bought my tickets back in December for this event. It was my friend getting married. I was so excited, to see them get married and everything like that. And then about 2 weeks prior to me going, people in my group chat, their flights started getting canceled left and right. And I was like, oh boy, this is not looking good. So I was like, well, we'll see. Approximately 9 to 10 days prior, my flight into inner China got canceled. So my flight from Xi'an to Xiamen got canceled. I said, oh, geez. So I called the airline, and the guy was really nice. He was super helpful, and he was saying, okay, because the day you're flying is actually the last day that Xiamen is supposed to be flying, so we're going to put you on the flight the day before. So that would require me to stay overnight in Xiamen versus like the 4-hour layover I think that I had. So I said, okay, no problem. So I got that squared away. I said, oh, okay, we're good. Then maybe like now we're at like the 10 day mark. I think like six or seven days prior to me going, my train gets canceled. My train from my city to Xi'an, which is the capital of my province, gets canceled. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. So I'm just like, all right. So now I need to come up with a plan on how to get my butt from my city to Xi'an. So then I ended up getting a flight. The flight from my city to Xi'an is literally like a 45-50 minute flight. It's not a long flight. I booked the ticket. Once I got my refund, I booked the ticket. And I just banked that it didn't get canceled. And I was praying. I was like, oh my goodness. And I had been having anxiety about coming back because I was just like, I wasn't knowing what to expect and with everything going on. But mind you, at this point, the virus hadn't really gotten to the U.S., but not at that magnitude, not at China magnitude. So I was kind of like, I'm not sure how the turn of events are going to happen. I was just like, I just want to get there and be done with this whole entire operation. So I get to the airport, and I tell you, the Chinese people, at the airport were extremely thorough. And so literally within each flight, we had to fill, I don't know, I probably filled out about 10 to 15 forms before leaving that country. And they each, you know, each airport that I was at, I literally had to fill out a form. I had to fill out a health declaration form to declare that, yes, I am healthy. No, I do not have symptoms. No, I haven't been in Hubei province in the last 14 days, et cetera, et cetera. So we get to Xiamen, and before we leave the actual airport, there's like a line, and we have to scan our WeChat. You guys have heard me talk about WeChat so many times. I think you guys should be experts at WeChat at this point. So we have to scan our code and then fill out a health declaration form via WeChat, just saying that this is where we're at, yada, 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 all that fun stuff. So then I get to the hotel that I'm staying at. Before I even get into the lobby, the gentleman at the door health, you know, gives me a temperature check and makes me fill out a form. And then I go check into my hotel. Beautiful hotel. Now, Xiamen is located at the southern tip of China. If you actually go to, there's a mountain in Xiamen. If you go to that mountain, you can actually see Taiwan. That's how close that country is to Taiwan. So it's a very beachy town, very, very island vibes type of thing. And to see that city completely just like a ghost town was just like very alarming. No one on, because I drove, we drove past the beach. I didn't see anybody. It was very just, you know, crickets. So the next day I was like, the guy, the hotel checkout agent told me I could check out at 1 o'clock. I was like, awesome. But my flight isn't until 6 p.m. And I don't know about anybody else. I really don't like hanging out at the airport like that. But something in my gut told me you should probably go early. So I get to the airport about 1:30 and there's just a bunch of people just waiting in line. So then I said, okay, what's going on? People are in line, filling out forms. And so I was like, well, follow the crowd. Let me go fill out these forms. So then I finished filling out my form and I go to where they will start taking security. Ma'am said, no, we're not allowing anyone through security. I said, well, I have a flight. And she's like, what time is your flight? I said, 6 p.m. And then she said, we're not allowing anyone from the 6 p.m. flight to be behind here until 3. Y'all, it's 1:30. I said, dear heaven's sakes. So then I said, all right. So I go grab a bite to eat, and I just kind of sit around until 3 o'clock to get in line and go through security. And when I go through security, they ask for my health declaration form. They took my temperature. And then I go to where I'm supposed to get, you know, my bags dropped and get a boarding pass. My temperature is taken along with I have to do a health declaration form via WeChat. I get that done. I go to another set of doors before they can let me in. They temperature check me again. And I mean, it was just a very well-oiled machine, whereas like any entry point, you were being checked. You were going to be checked and you had to fill out a form or you had to sign in with your ID number, i.e. your passport number plus a phone number they can reach you at. So I tell you, I was just like, whew, they're not letting anybody in or out of this place without being checked. Like, there was no way you could tell me that you went through that entire process and you were not checked. I say, you did lie, you know? So literally before they call our aircraft number, they say, you know, all the people going to Los Angeles via Qingdao, because that's the other port city we would have to go to. Here's your plane. Da, 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 da. Before we even get on the plane, they were taking temperatures. You sneeze the wrong way, you cough the wrong way. I mean, they had no problem escorting you off. Like, it was not a game at this point. So we get in line, we get checked. And so if your temperature was higher than normal, They will check you again because I know some people get hot during the day or something like that. So they'll check you again. When I tell you, before we even took off from that tarmac, three people got yanked off of our flight because their temperature read too high and it was checked twice. So they're like, you cannot fly. Also, the other stipulation, you cannot fly if you did not have a mask. So that was not happening either. So three people, before we even left the country, were not allowed on our plane. I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, they were not playing with you, like, one bit. So we get into Qingdao, and we go through immigration once again. We go through health declarations once again. I mean, when I tell you, it was like a series of just paperwork. And then once we got back into the plane, an additional two people got yanked off of the plane because their temperature was high. So it was literally like, nah, we're not even going to chance it. So from Qingdao to Los Angeles, California, about 11-hour flight. Very smooth from what I remember. It was very empty. Very, very empty. I literally had one person in front of me, another person behind me. My row was empty. And when I mean my row, if you've been on an international flight, there's three sections. So the left, middle, right. So my section was the left. The middle was pretty much scarce, and so was the right. So I was like, man, no, ain't nobody flying. So we land into Los Angeles, and then there's an announcement saying that they are only allowing 10 people per aircraft off the flight at a time. I just knew I needed to be the first 10 because I had a connecting flight to Dallas. That's all I knew. I didn't care. So they let me off the flight. I'm greeted with like a couple gentlemen in hazmat suits. And I just said, oh, this is serious. This looked like something straight out of a movie. I said, oh, these people are not playing with us. I meet with the other people in the line. So we're all in the line. And there's one person in front of us interviewing us, asking us the following: have we been to Hubei? Have we been to Wuhan? Do I have a temperature? Do I have a cough? What's the address I will be staying at? What's the phone number that they can reach me? Email. I mean, you know, and then they took my temperature. I think my temperature read like 96 something. They're saying it's a little low, but it's not high. We need to be concerned if it's a high temperature. Okay, cool. Then we start walking into another part of the airport. They said, if you flew Xiamen Air, you need to come through this line. And you could tell who was in China or because we stuck out like sore thumb for the simple fact of everybody off that flight had a mask. So you could definitely, and you saw people just giving us stares. I was like, oh, hell. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. So they're like, if you were in Xiamen Air flight, such and such, such and such, please report to this line. I said, okay. So we get to this line. The immigration officer asked us a series of questions along with the CDC. And I said, oh, they're not playing with us. And then they gave us a packet because we hadn't been to, the majority of us hadn't been to Wuhan. They were saying that, hey, please monitor your temperature for the next 14 days, twice a day. If you feel any symptoms, they gave us a card to call. And then he said, do not be surprised if someone from the CDC comes to make a house call. I said, oh, so the CDC is making house calls? Oh, this is not a joke. So I was like, all right, cool. I get to my other gate to get my bag. And then we get in through another line to kind of just, the American side is what I call it. And they were only letting two people in at a time. Two people, two people, two people. Luckily, the line was moving fast enough. So by the time I get my bag and I go through that line, then I have to go to find the American airline lounge, whatever, to go check my bag and get my boarding pass. Of course, I missed my flight. But that's a whole nother story in and of itself. And I missed my flight I was going to be in the airport for an extra couple of hours. So then I get to Dallas. The next day I get to Dallas, my passport had been flagged because I had been in China. So then they pull me and a couple other people to the side, ask us a series of questions, temperature check us and all this other stuff, and tell us that, yes, you will be monitored by the CDC. The CDC may or may not come to your place of residence. Oh, well, okay. You know, at this point, I just wanted to take a shower. I didn't care. I just wanted to shower. I wanted to brush my teeth and I wanted to sleep. So I just knew, like I said, we stuck out like sore thumbs because we had on masks and, you know, it's definitely, you know, obvious where you've been, you know, type of thing. So I was like, oh man, this is the last thing I need right now. So I would say, like, at the time, obviously at the time of this recording, I was assuming that, you know, the U.S. was taking things very serious because they even issued a, you know, we're only allowing people from China to fly in through 11 airports. It was LAX, Chicago, JFK, Atlanta, Dallas had been on the list, Dulles, and Seattle, and somewhere else. So then, you know, I was just like, okay, because, you know, you think about it, there's 50 states, each state has one to three airports, you know? So I'm like, oh man, if you can only fly into 11, whew, that means just, there's just going to be a lot of human, you know, humans running around. So I definitely was very anxious coming back, and I was already very anxious coming back, but this process made it very like, okay, this is, obviously I knew it was real, but it was definitely like, okay, they're doing their best to contain this thing and to kind of get a handle on it before it gets out of hand. So I made a decision. I said, because, you know, China at the time, we weren't sure what was going to be going on. And I have not been working, not even online. So therefore, I was not making money. I did not have a source of income. So I made the decision to come back for a little bit and work. And hopefully, you know, by the time this whole thing blows over, everyone's going to be able to go back. Everyone's going to be able to go back to work. And things will go back to being business as usual, per se. So I'm hoping that that's what it is, but you have to tune in for the next couple of episodes to really know what is really going on. I'll talk about the handling of the cases, what I think, perceptions, things that I've experienced now being back, and all this other stuff. But you have to stay tuned for the next couple of episodes to really understand what is going on. But that wraps up today. And again, I thank you all for tuning in and listening to my story time of coming back to America and the theatrics and the dramatics, right? But you all stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands. Don't go out unless you absolutely have to, you know. Let's look out for each other. Let's protect each other, because that's what we need to be doing at this time. In all, I can say, sit your butt down. Sit down, okay? Sit down. But it's all out of love. Tantine loves y'all. But again, thank you all for listening. And if you guys have any questions or you have any show topics you would like me to discuss, feel free to message me on the Anchor app, or you can feel free to message me on my social media, and, you know, we'll do the best we can to make sure that we get those show topics out there for you guys, because you guys are amazing. But again, you know, stay safe, stay healthy, and until next time, what's the tea?